Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Today's opening vignette is brought to you by Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devon uses natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter, no harsh chemicals. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream is good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. Got bumps? Get Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream in sagebrush or spice or completely unscented. Read their story at SpencerDevon.com or click their ad on our website, Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Smooth the savage blade. Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara, along with my good friend, Mr. Jimmy Cerezo.
Let's go to Denver, Mike.
We are excited about going out to Denver for a meet and greet, and we're going to see you at Lodo's in downtown Denver. It's located at 1946 Market Street in Denver, Colorado. All of our friends from out west, they'd say, we'd love to see you for a meet and greet. We'll be there starting at 8 o'clock. Jimmy, what could possibly go wrong?
DJ, dancing, last call is at 2 a.m. Nothing can go wrong. Somebody please give us a ride back to the hotel.
Like a true pro. We'll see you at Lodo's.
Come to Lodo's, everybody.
Lodo's, Saturday night. We'll see you there.
Lodo's in Denver. You know I'll be there, except I won't. It is Wednesday, the 1st of August, 2012, and this is MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yes.
It's your old buddy, Rob Spiewak, joined by Oscar Santana, Buzz Burbank,
hello.
Mark Ronick. And RJ3, we're all here. Mike is not here. All I was told for the open is we've got a visitor or some sort of surprise for Oscar.
Someone to see Oscar?
Yeah, nice. Someone to see Oscar. So
sounds like they're at the door.
Actually, surprises. Oscar, if you could get the door, that would
be
great.
Yeah, as usual.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
It's for you anyway.
Hello?
Do you know who I am?
Batman?
No, you fool. I am not Batman. I am the enemy.
Bane?
I am Bane.
Holy shit. This is amazing. I'm going to close my eyes.
It's good to see you, Oscar. I have waited to speak with you for some time now, and it's time for your punishment.
Wait. Mr. Bane?
Yes.
Before you continue, because my mind is blown right now.
Well, it's good to be with you. Your mind should be blown, I will tell you. You should be very careful, because now I have installed a very special device over at Earthwalk Communications.
No!
Your punishment will be severe when Earthwalk Communications is reduced to ashes.
Wait. Before you do that,
The games begin.
I have people I care about there.
I will put you in a pit, Oscar, and let you rot. And only after Bane Capital.
What?
Only after Earthwalk Communications has been reduced to ashes.
No!
Will I allow you to die?
No. Back to Bane Capital.
How do you like when this apparatus on my face?
When did you get into high finance?
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Could you itch me right here?
Oh, no.
It itches.
No.
It itches so bad.
I have no interest in touching you, Bane.
This is one of the happiest
vignettes
of my life.
I haven't been able to eat a proper sandwich in 33 years.
Would you like a banana?
That's gotta hurt.
It's very frustrating.
I have another question.
Yes, what is your other question?
When you go to sleep.
Yes. Oops, excuse me.
What happened?
My teeth just fell out.
Oh, Ben.
You know how sometimes the covers shimmy up above your mouth and you can barely breathe?
Yes.
Just if you have a regular, a breathing apparatus in front of you.
Silence! Are you mocking me?
No, I was just...
You are mocking me, and I'm going to put you in a hole with all those people.
I was curious if there's any type of
suction... How about that for a prison?
If there's any type of suction within that mask you wear, because then that would draw the sheets towards your mouth, and then you couldn't breathe at all.
I don't want to go into the details. It's just that... Why can't they show my face?
Is that really what you want?
Hello, Rob.
How you doing, Bane?
I understand you haven't seen The Dark Knight.
I have not, but I did enjoy your work on Different Strokes.
Bane?
Yes, Conrad.
Are you talking about Conrad Bane?
That was your last role without
There you go again, referencing silly, stupid television programs.
I just wanted to reference...
babble and babble and babble about your history of television and pop culture with your horny bumps. B-Wag Father!
I
will reduce him to ashes as well.
Oh, don't do that. I just wanted to bring up a role when you didn't wear the mask.
Silence.
Of course.
Okay.
Mike says that too.
We have to get the show started.
Is it time?
But before we start, can I ask one favor?
Yeah.
Does anyone have a straw?
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is a good friend of mine. I can't manage this team under a one-year contract.
Well, sure you can.
No, I can't.
Okay. I got to put a team on the field. After that, I'll take a good long look at your contract.
How about you deal with the manager's contract and then put a team on the field?
Art, at this moment, if a grounder's hit the first, nobody's going to be there to stop it from rolling.
It's not easy doing what I do under the cloud of a one-year contract.
Okay, I understand that. I've been there.
I know you have. And a one-year contract means the same thing to a manager as it does to a player. There's not a lot of faith there. Which is strange after a 102-win season.
I see. If you lose the last game of the season, nobody gives a shit.
So it's on me now.
No, Art, it's on me. And the kid is the new assistant GM.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
Welcome to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. It's America's most beloved podcast. We are downloaded more than 14.5 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Call us, won't you? No, don't even bother.
No,
today.
Not today.
There's too busy. Way too much going on. I mean,
lots to do, Mike.
I don't plan it this way. It just kind of happens this way. There is so much to talk about today, so much going on. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you in just a second, but I do want to tell you that we are sponsored. Thank God.
Thank God.
We might be a little over-sponsored today.
Oh, never.
By the way, this sponsorship is brought to you by...
Yes, exactly. Our show is brought to you today by DryLendingTree.com. That's where we want you to go. Just when you thought mortgage rates couldn't go any lower, they did.
Wow.
Buzz did it yesterday. I did it yesterday. Right. And I'm pretty blown away. I'm actually calling my guy today to tell him, hey, you know... Asshat, get off your butt because I went to DryLendingTree.com.
Check it out. You'll be surprised, too.
I refied less than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to do it again because I went to DryLendingTree.com.
Wow.
And within, well, I want to say 30 seconds, I was looking at the lender,
yes.
My rate,
right,
my 30-year fixed term.
Your options.
And also what I was going to pay a month.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
It was significantly lower than when I did my... last refi, which was less than a year ago.
Do you laugh when you see the term 30-year fix because you know you're not going to be around in 30 years?
Thanks, Rob.
I'll sign anything.
That's such a depressing
fact. Not helping.
Now, the interest rates, if you haven't been paying attention to this and you've got a refi or you want to buy a new house, rates are lower than they ever have been.
Yep.
And it keeps going down. As low as 2.375 with an APR of 3.167.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blown away by this. It's time to see if you should refi. finance. LendingTree makes it easy for you. This is what you do. You go to their website, trylendingtree.com. It took me all of 15, 20 seconds to fill out this form.
Right.
They can help you save hundreds of dollars a month. Their network of 200 lenders compete to give you the best offers. Find out how much you can save at trylendingtree.com. Now, like all these things, it's trylendingtree.com. And when you go there, put in the code TMOS, and that helps us. That gives us the credit.
Please do.
Please, there's no obligation. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. NMLS license number 1136. We have to say this. 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093. TryLendingTree.com. We appreciate that. I like doing business
with... You go down Plano Boulevard, you take a left, and you're there.
Okay, we got a couple of things going here.
Yes.
A lot of people know that I had made a comment last week that we were going to have a major announcement on the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And before we are joined by our wonderful people at NVCC, it is time to let you know that we have a big West Coast show coming up. Yes, Oscar.
Because I'm in the throes of just admiration and creativity.
Yes.
Can Bain make the announcement?
Bain will come in after the initial announcement. Perfect. That's good. A good idea. But we're going to Reno, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The Mike O'Mara Show live in Reno, Nevada. Would you like to know where we're going to be?
Yes,
I can't imagine.
Please.
We are going to be at Circus.
Woo! Whoa. And Mike, I hear a rumor.
Yes.
I hear that it's going to be a good time.
Circus in Reno, Nevada, 500 North Sierra Street, Saturday, November 10th. Yes, it's not going to be in September. It's not going to be in October. It's Saturday, November 10th.
Aha.
Kind of your pre-Thanksgiving show.
Hey, the turkeys are coming home to Reno.
The show begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Ticket sales and opening acts will be announced later on this month. We've got a line on a very, very funny gentleman. Has he committed to that yet?
Yes, verbally he has.
As soon as we get it all, all the I's dotted, the T's crossed, we'll let you know about that.
Wonderful.
But anyway, that's where we're going to be. We wanted to give you the date. Please save the date. November 10th at Circus, 500 North Sierra Street in Reno, Nevada. I think they've got a casino there, too.
How's that?
Yeah, what? Very exciting.
It's going to be a good time.
God. So anyway, that's that. We will talk about Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, or whatever it's called. The Dark Knight. Is that the one?
Yeah. Right? The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, whatever. We will talk about that. And but we have some special guests here.
Yes.
Our good friends from NVCC. Our friend April has a bunch of friends with her.
April!
And I understand we're going to be doing some life-saving today.
Yay! We all got our cards, and today you're going to learn some basics as well from Northern Virginia Community College.
I'm very excited about it.
What's your favorite kind of lifesaver?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor.
In the morning.
All right, boy, God. All right.
So much going on.
My head is spinning. All right, let's go down the list. We have April, our good friend April.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi, April. Nice to see you.
She's waving.
Yes, she have Jen. Where's Jen?
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
And we have a couple
also
of guys.
Waving.
We have a couple of guys.
Couple of guys.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding, of course. We have TJ and Adam. We had a TJ that we used to work with. We had a TJ, and I can already tell you, we had a TJ that was a lot dumber than you, TJ.
Oh, yeah. way dumber.
Yeah, I'm talking about we had that.
Sweet, but dumb.
The all-time dumbest intern we ever had was named TJ, but we will not hold that against you.
Like walking to walls dumb.
And here's why TJ has won me over, because TJ is wearing a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
And a funny guy.
All right. So it's time. Is it time, RJ? RJ, this is RJ's client, and it is so. You are bouncing around here. I love it when you have this.
Nervous.
You have this energy all the time,
like a mother hen.
I really wish you had it all the time.
Oh.
All right, let's go. All right, what are we going to be doing? Who is going to be explaining, and what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to learn this now? Is that exactly?
Well, I think it should be chronicled, especially those that haven't listened in the past, is that the entire crew has gone out to NVCC, and they actually
a Saturday morning. Actually, most of a Saturday.
Yeah, that's true.
And we got our license, life-saving license.
Got our cards.
Hello, is this on
for CPR and first aid?
CPR and first aid certified. Okay. And Mike wasn't able to make it, but something he has committed to.
Yes.
So,
just couldn't make it on time.
RJ said, can we bring them into the studio? I said, I'd love to bring him to our living room and do what we need to do.
You're going
to
get a crash course.
Okay.
And I don't know what the hiring practices at NVCC are, but apparently they hire guys that can clearly carry you out of a burning building.
Big, strong guys.
Exactly.
And have
yes.
extremely attractive
hot
females
women.
As well.
Right.
Really, it looks like bouncers and performers.
So am I gonna,
in a nice way. In a very nice way.
Nice job, Rob.
That is so true.
That's so,
and you are
so
Jen?
Yes, stay classy, Rob.
And you're going to be showing me what to do?
I will.
Oh, and, yeah. He likes to
take
direction.
Can we get some Jen information?
Okay. I'm Jen Bellarezzo, and I'm an instructor for Nova. I've been teaching for about 7 years.
Is Bellarezzo your married name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Good question, Mike.
That's too bad.
That's a too bad. You don't want to run into Mr. Bellarezzo. No. He kick you ass.
He kick you in the head. He hurt it so bad.
He gonna kick your ass so bad you cry.
Oh. Sorry. That's our Italian thing. All right. So what are we going to be doing, Jen?
Okay. So we're going to give you a crash course on CPR. And we're going to go.
Hold on just a second. Crash course. Just give me a second.
He's got a sound for that.
That was
cash.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't.
But a great sound.
Do you have anything for people that are blind? Okay. Hold on a second.
That's another sponsor.
Crash course.
There we go. There
thank you.
I don't get it.
Oh, look, cookies. All right. Okay. All right. So what are we doing?
Okay. So you're going to get down on the floor.
Yeah.
That's how we start every day.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Very good. You want to hold this? All right. Very good.
So,
hi there.
Hey. All right. So initially.
I love you.
Oh, God.
All right. Oh, sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
So before you go and do mouth to mouth, right, you just want to make sure the area is safe before you approach them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So as long as the area is safe, the first thing that you want to do is check for responsiveness. And what we do is we tap them on the shoulder.
Mike is now on his
knees.
Say,
hey, are you okay? Okay. All right. Can you do that?
Hey, are you okay?
Hey, do it in a voice.
Hey, you okay? I'm going to give you a bowl of pasta as big as your head.
Hey, I think I know your wife.
All right, so if he doesn't...
Talk to me. Talk to me. Come back to me.
All right.
And you know what we haven't said yet is Mike is actually kneeling over a lifeless rubber person.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Jen just comforted me a little bit when I was crying about the dummy.
You know what? I'm discomforted over here
I'm
as well.
Start
I need
sobbing
help.
She's working.
I need help. Okay. Yeah, I'm working too.
Overtime.
So at this point, he's unconscious. Okay. So what you want to do is if there are other people around, you want to point to someone specifically. Okay. And tell them to call 911 because the guy's unconscious. Okay. So you can point to...
Call 911. He's unconscious.
Okay, Mike. Okay.
Yeah.
Call 911.
Confirmation.
Help.
Down and out in Beverly Hills.
Call 911. Okay.
Okay. Right. Then you can turn to him and say, bring me an AED.
I could turn to you and say, what happened to your hair? Anyway, no, I'm sorry. What is it? What
an AED or a defibrillator.
I need is there an AED or a defibrillator around?
How do you spell that?
Okay, thank you. He said he'd go get, oh, good, high five.
Yeah,
all right,
there you go.
I like the rewards.
Okay, that's my first.
Mike got a treat.
Yes.
What's better, the rewards or the comforting?
No, what's better is doing an entire show on your knees when you've had ACL replacement surgery.
Yeah, but you're saving a life.
This kind of looks like Dorf on CPR.
Jen, every time he does well, give him a cookie.
Thanks a lot. Okay, what's next, Jen?
Okay, so now you're going to look at his chest and you're going to look at the face to see if you see any signs of normal breathing and not.
You can't rub the nipple.
Are you tuning in, Tokyo? Okay.
It's not part of the training.
You can't resuscitate through the nipple.
Maybe not your training. 5 to 10 seconds.
Do I check that by feeling the chest?
You can do it just by looking. Okay. It, if you want to place your hand on there, that's fine. But we usually can assess that by looking. So you're looking for any chest rise and fall. Or sometimes people have agonal gasps when they go into sudden cardiac arrest, which is not normal breathing.
No!
Now, is this dummy a man or is it a Russian gymnast?
It would be a Russian gymnast.
Very good.
With arms and legs.
Okay.
Horrible accident.
Okay. So now, after you've determined that they're not breathing or not breathing normally, you will expose the chest, but here you have a nudist. So one less step that you have to do. And right here, this is a sternum. You're going to place the heel of your hand on the lower half of the sternum between the nipple line. Very good.
Sternum.
And if you can, interlace your fingers.
If I can.
If you can.
My arthritis prohibits me from doing that. All right.
I'm going to let you sit in the sun today.
Okay.
What you're going to do is lock your elbows, have your shoulders directly over your wrists, and you're going to push down at least 2 inches. Okay. And we're going to push at a rate of 100 compressions per minute, which is your speed. Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Focus.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
There you go, Mike. All right.
Just like that.
12. Do I count them all out?
Yep, you do. Up to
14,
30.
15, 16, 17, 18, nice. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Do I stop after that?
You stop right there, and you have 10 seconds to give two breath. Now, do you want to do mouth to mouth to the gymnast? All right, that works for me.
All right, do I close the nose?
Actually, what we're gonna do is we're gonna have you practice with a pocket mask.
A pocket mask, Mike.
I've seen one of those in Las Vegas one time when I was in a hotel by myself.
This is for your protection as well as the patient's.
All right, so here we go. All right. So right here, this is a mask that you're going to work with.
Okay.
Okay. And it has a valve on there. So you see the pointy side of the mask?
Yep.
Do you see what it says right there?
Nose.
Okay.
That's very good, Mike.
Awesome. Okay.
N-O-S-E.
Now what you're going to do is you're going to make a C with your left hand around the top of the mask, just like this.
Make a C, Mike.
And you're going to tilt the head back.
Seal the mask.
You're going to take two fingers of your other hand to...
don't break the seal, Mike.
Okay, and you can put your thumb here to hold the mask down.
Yeah.
So keep your two fingers here.
Okay. Oh, keep my two fingers.
Uh huh.
Mm. All right.
Okay, and then put your thumb right there.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and give a breath and look for chest rises.
Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
One more.
He's breathing.
Very good. Okay, you're gonna leave
back to the compressions.
You're gonna leave the mask on the face, and you're gonna give me how many compressions?
100. 30.
30.
1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7.
Yeah, in about 2 minutes, Mike will need resuscitation.
Yeah, he's a little out of breath.
And Mike, right now, I'm actually playing the song Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Not only because it happens, it actually is 100 beats per minute. So if you can hear the Bee Gees in your head while you're doing your compressions, you're in Fat City.
Here, Staying Alive in your head, and that's the right rhythm.
Oh, no, I broke the seal.
For compressions.
And if you're on Ustream, you're getting a
compressions. We'll try two times and then go back to compressions.
Two breaths, 30 compressions.
Also, let me add
16 and 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
I mentioned this on the show earlier, but when you go and apply for a job, it's nice to have on your resume.
Yeah, absolutely, to be a certified in CPR.
Just an added plus.
That's right.
It's very cool.
Because Oscar's always looking for more jobs.
Jesus, my knees hurt!
Mike almost just collapsed.
Hey, Mike, Mark, can you blow on Mike's knees?
Yes.
All right. One and two. All right, I'm done.
Okay. Right. You get the idea.
I'm sorry.
He's passed.
I'm sorry, he's passed.
I'm going to die if I keep doing
There's
that.
No
Thank
saving
you.
The patient.
How are your arms? Are you sweating? Nothing.
No, Mike, you've broken the dummy's neck.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
Can't fix that with
Jesus
CPR.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot of work for me with my knee.
Yeah, but you're saving a life.
You're saving a life.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's an inanimate rubber person who's very happy that you did that.
Thank you very much. So what did you guys do that I didn't do?
Well,
we got to see videos.
We also learned how to operate the defibrillator, or AED, that you find on most airplanes and in many public buildings.
Now, did you guys bring by a defibrillator at all, or what?
Do they have a...
You really did, Mike.
You busted, you broke the neck.
I broke the neck.
Did I break the neck of the dummy?
The neck of the dummy.
Did I break your dummy?
It probably could.
Did I really break it?
I don't think I've ever seen that happen before.
It's not all good.
Now stop it.
None of it's good.
Did I break your dummy? Oh my God, I broke the dummy.
How much do those dummies cost?
A lot.
How much?
$580.
That's a shame. We feel bad for you.
$580.
Well, good. I guess we'll be doing some free ads for them.
Make good.
Wow.
Just quickly, if you don't mind, April, I know you've been on the program before. That was a crash course for our friend Mike O'Mara here, the boss man, so he gets to do it in studio. Mm-hmm. What did you think of his technique?
Wonderful.
Oh, look at that.
This woman is lying.
Seriously, with the knee surgery that I had, I mean, that's my issue is the pressure that I have with the knees on my knees. It hurts. So, you know, but I think if somebody's dying, you'll be okay.
If someone's dying on a table,
right,
you'll be okay.
I think it would be okay. But I mean, it's, you know, there is technique involved with that. And it's, I think, what is the biggest challenge for people? Is that they're afraid to give the compressions?
Actually, the biggest fear that people have is actually giving breaths.
Right.
They're afraid of diseases. And
really?
Well,
see, that surprises me.
That's why the mask.
Well, I guess I would be afraid
of
somebody
vomiting
or something like that. Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying.
You never know what's going to happen with somebody. Say, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. I really love to give you some chest compressions. Oh, no. That's not fun
sometimes
at all.
You encounter that.
Got some bad Bolivian chicken.
Well, I do want to point out that everybody can go contact NVCCAHA. TrainingCenter.org. Is that what it is? What is the... do you have it, RJ?
You have
I'd like to do my impression of RJ holding the microphone.
I tried.
This is RJ holding the microphone.
Yeah. It's a little Melman-esque.
Yeah, that's it. So where, if somebody wants to find out more, where do they go to find out more about the life-saving courses?
Just click our ad.
Okay.
On the sponsors page.
Very good.
On the Mike O'Mara website.
Very good. And I'm looking around the room with no one giving me
Mike,
any help.
Mike, you
where
have
the hell is
there.
It? I got 500 pieces of copy.
Segment two.
Okay, very good.
And it's imperative.
Northern Virginia Community College. And if you want to like them on Facebook, this is what I was looking for. NVCC AHA Training Center. Uh-huh. Or click their ad on our website. And really, everybody should take a class to save a life. I think it's a good idea.
And it's imperative that you click like on their Facebook page. Please do that for us.
Yes. And what, you have something? What is that?
I do.
Oh, boy.
You get something.
For breaking the dummy's neck?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Just for you.
Yes.
We have a certificate of completion for hands-only CPR, Mike.
That sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Hands-only,
baby.
I had hands-only completion last night.
Oh, you need is two hands.
Yeah. That's it. So this means that because I am certified for hands-only CPR, that would I be able to give the breaths or I wouldn't want to give the breaths?
You can. It's your choice whether or not you want to give the breaths. Okay. And we do have presents for everybody today.
I think the most important thing is 30 and 2 is the thing that the most important thing.
30 and 2, 30 and 2, 100
that's what everybody wants to know.
Minute.
And staying alive in your
staying
head.
Staying alive.
That's the
all
rhythm.
You have to do is sing.
That's the way to do it.
Staying alive.
That's the compression rhythm.
Okay. 30 and 2 is what, you know, I didn't know that until today. That's very good. And you have gifts for us also?
I do.
Okay. What do we have here?
Well, let me bring in Chief Elder.
Chief Elder?
Chief Elder has a gift for you from the fire department.
You got your T-shirt, Mike.
Oh, very
good. We
know
how much you support public safety.
All right.
And so we just got this T-shirt made.
Thank you very much.
So,
Volunteer Fire Department.
Coles District Volunteer Fire Department.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Right here.
That's excellent.
God
right.
bless you. I'll wear that out in Sturgis next week. Thank you very much.
This is
really great. Very and you know, nice. What's cool? We have other stuff here.
We do. Pocket masks and the new pen. So if you put that on your keychain, and you do want to be able to give breaths, especially with children.
You'll always have that.
You'll always have that, and you can just open that up. There's a one-way valve.
Yeah, you're always
you
prepared.
Can give breaths and be
that's
be
great.
Safe.
That's great.
And it's really helped me out in the bedroom too.
This is
almost
wonderful.
Anything would.
Well, we're almost. Very, very excited about this partnership. We're glad to do it for you guys, and really, you know, this is so important for everybody. The guys loved the course; they thought it was all worthwhile. Yep. Uh-huh. And I think the word that I heard from everybody was empowered. You guys were actually empowered.
Yeah, also, absolutely. I think we should mention because we haven't yet that even my daughter at 11 completed the course and is certified. She did great. So don't sleep on your kids. Let your kids do it too. It's
that's
great.
Awesome. Well, absolutely. Guys, April, this was terrific. We appreciate everybody coming by. Now, what is Buzz holding up the card?
Yeah, that's the card we all got that certified us for.
And if you want just eye candy, just go.
it's a great way to spend a Saturday.
Yes, you know. And incidentally, you know, we like the guys. They're very pleasant. They seem to like the show a lot. But April and Jen, come by anytime you want. Seriously. We'd love to have you come by.
Drop by even when you don't want to.
Yeah, absolutely, just to stop by and visit. Anything else that I'm leaving out, or did we get everything in there for you?
No, you did.
That's everything?
Like us on Facebook, and registration opens Friday for the fall semester.
And it's the Northern Virginia Community College American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class, save a life. 80% of heart attacks happen at home. Do you know what to do? NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. And the most important thing that we'd love you all to do. Doesn't matter where you are in the country, you can do this. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Give them a nice round of applause.
Yeah. Thank you, gang.
Thank you. Now, everybody, you can stay, you can leave. I don't care. We got a show to do.
Go save lives.
Go fix the dummy.
All right, when we come back, we're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, it's our Batman discussion.
Ooh. Yes.
Right after this. We'll be right back. Hey, RJ?
Yes.
I know you're running around here, but seriously, I mean, my microphone has gone limpus dicus.
His boom is like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Thank you. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, we are sponsored this segment by NVCC, and we want to thank them for coming by today.
Right.
I didn't even let you know what's happening on the show today. I found an Olympic sport that I can play. We'll talk about that.
All right.
Let me see. We, you know, a major Left Coast announcement. I've taken care of that already. Last night at the O'Mara household once again, and April, I know you can get into this, 2:30 in the morning.
Well, it's a little late, Mike.
I call it the blue light special. We had lights.
It looked like it might be a roadblock.
Police action.
But, you know, I don't really...
You fighting with the wife again?
No, it was good. Not a domestic.
Good.
But I will tell you that I saw, you know, I don't get awakened by sirens or anything else because we're pretty sound isolated in this house. So yeah. I don't really... It's not the noise. Right. And we have a fan that goes in the bedroom. But the blue lights that go through the window, when there are enough of them...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like daytime.
I get a little freaked out. So before we get to the Batman discussion, I wanted to share this. So my mother-in-law is visiting last night, and she woke up first. Mm. We go outside. I come downstairs to look, and I see that on Grand Avenue, right out here in front of the house, are two cruisers. There is a canine unit, and there's also a regular police cruiser. And I'm looking, and I don't see any activity. I don't see any cops standing outside.
Did they run a stop sign?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what's happening.
Turn on your scanner?
I don't see any I don't see any policemen.
Right.
I just see the cars, and I'm starting to look, and now I get curious. So
foot chase, maybe.
I did what probably was not the smartest thing in the world. I walk out towards the one cruiser.
Hey, you know, how's it going?
I'm barefoot.
Yeah. Hey, do you want a sandwich?
I didn't have my shirt off like on regular cops, you know.
Do you have a robe?
I didn't hit her.
Well, then you're not doing it, right?
I didn't hit her. No, I didn't. I don't wear a robe.
Describe your attire.
I was naked. No, I walked out with
a rager.
I have some. Yes, I was fully turgid.
Yeah,
as I always am when I'm walking around.
I just woke up.
The blue lights affect people in different ways.
I go outside, and I look, and because the lights are so bright, I'm having trouble even seeing inside the cruiser.
Because
so
that's
I get closer.
Where you need to see.
I just want to see what's going on.
Yeah,
it's in my when this police activity happens in my front yard.
Do you have any snacks? Hi, I live here.
Once every 2 months, something happens like this, and I go out, and I look in, and when I look in the cruiser, there's no one in there.
Oh, boy.
Not even a cop?
Not even a cop!
It's an abandoned cop car, an ACC.
Then I go over, and I look at the other canine unit, which is an SUV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no cop there.
Is there a dog in it?
Well, I think there was, but the dog didn't make any noise.
And the dog wasn't driving.
The dog wasn't driving, but there was nobody behind the wheel. And I look around. I look everywhere. Where are the policemen?
And the lights are spinning.
The lights are spinning. Mm-hmm. There are no cops anywhere, and I got no idea where they are. And suddenly
that's as creepy as an abandoned amusement park.
Maybe it's because I had seen The Dark Knight.
Mm. Yes.
I actually started to, you know, freak out. It's like, did somebody abduct the cops or something like that? Mm. Did Bane come in and, you know, do something with the police officers?
Or your neighbor.
And I look, and there's no one, and I walk back, and at this point, Carla and her mother are at the window going, what's going on? I said, there aren't no policemen anywhere. There are just two police cruisers with their lights on, and nobody's around here.
Is that when they screamed, behind you?
I didn't know what was going on. And I said, could they have jumped in another police cruiser for a pursuit or something like that? And then Carla
training exercise
suddenly says, down the street, mm-hmm. and we
in a
see,
way that you're threatened, or that she sees
no,
cops.
She said, there they are down the street, and I see four cops way down the street, and they're walking up there. And I'm a curious George, and it's my neighborhood, and I'm going to ask what's going on.
Yeah, nobody could beat you up or stab you in your own neighborhood.
What could possibly
go wrong?
Of course,
you want to be involved.
Well, when it happens, look, I know if there's a car pulled over, and it's a traffic thing that they're dealing with, I'm not going to mess with them. I'm just going to peer out my window like a nervous neighbor. But when I see them walking up the street, and I don't know what's going on, I'm gonna ask. And then they were weird about it.
Well,
they said something like, we were just looking for something that somebody lost. Hmm. Something weird like that. But it was right. Not rude, but it was right up to the borderline
evasive,
rude. Like,
would you describe it?
Yeah, like, get
evasive,
the hell, like, excuse, go back to your homes. You know, nothing like that.
Yeah,
it's just a little weird.
How about, we're fighting crime. Why don't you go back to bed?
I predict zombies.
Well, you know what? The last time this happened, they were foraging around my front yard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
also looking for something that had been lost?
Yeah, which was a set of handcuffs. Because the suspect that had run from
you
them...
You said, check my nightstand?
Bottom line is, you guys, it's all pleasant when you're here in the daytime.
Mm-hmm, sure, not scary at all
at
now.
At night, it's a different animal.
Yeah but I guess...
It's a slightly different animal. At night, you know, you realize where I really do live.
At the root of the story, what would make you feel... If I saw...
Yes.
One, I would never go out to the cop cars, because what am I going to do? And then two...
You always run the other way.
And
that's
then
training.
And then two, if I see the cop cars are empty, I'm like, in my mind, they're chasing someone.
Exactly.
So I got to go lock up my house, make sure that nobody gets into
Mike,
my home.
Mike, do not leave your home defenseless and barefoot and get trapped between a cop and a perp. That's not, that's a very dangerous risk to
take.
I
just,
was
spontaneous.
And he's using words like cop and perp,
and
so
I creeped.
He knows.
It's not like I ran out there. I sort of creeped down, and they were right on the corner of Grand Avenue here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was just curious, and when I saw, the only time I got really concerned was when, because I thought I'd see a guy sitting in a police cruiser and go, hey, how you doing? I know the guys around here.
Yeah.
I know them. You know, I know they're all my best friends.
I was concerned last night because I went to Walmart around 11:30 p.m. in Manassas.
That concerns me that you're going to Walmart.
And you'd had been talking.
Which one? We have nine. No, I'm sorry. We have a bunch of
them. The cartoon-sized one in the mall.
Okay.
I'd never been to that one.
Yeah, that's the nice one. That's the new one.
Yeah, that's the Cadillac of Walmart.
That's a beautiful Walmart.
It really is gorgeous.
I frequently shop at that one.
Valet parking?
It's the Macy's of Walmart.
It's probably like the fourth time I've ever been to Walmart, and I was blown away. But I was also blown away by the caliber of people that go shopping at 11:30 p.m.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. People Walmart. That are hiding under the cloak of darkness of
could
night.
Could you perhaps have fired off some snapshots and put it on that website, People of Walmart?
No, I could probably have. There was two or three guys that I'm like, definitely, they've got a warrant. Mm. They definitely have a warrant.
They're hiding from police.
I live in a nice neighborhood. I mean, I really do. But you do have, I'm surrounded by a myriad of human possibility.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's common for cities.
That
all
makes
cities.
Sense. Thank you.
All
very
cities
much.
Have, you know, good neighborhoods and not so good neighborhoods.
But the difference between good and bad, with mine, this is a it's a walkway. Mm-hmm. So you have people of all different.
Is it a walkway of human possibility?
It's a walkway of human possibility.
Different cultures.
Mm-hmm. Different cultures. crazy people.
Yeah.
You get people, I'll sit out in the front porch and I'll see somebody walking by that's having a very animated conversation with themselves.
In the card game of life, Mike, people get all different hands and they're all forced to play those cards.
That's right.
I knew it was in Manassas, and it really has nothing to do with Walmart because the prices just are amazing. I might become a Walmart guy.
Oh, dear.
After my
time
I spent
never,
last
ever
night.
In a million years be a Walmart guy.
I refuse to buy my clothes there because something weird about putting your clothes on a conveyor belt like you're buying groceries. I can't do that.
Yeah, but I couldn't either.
But I'll buy auto parts. I bought some headlights at a Silver Star headlights Walmart. At Walmart.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
For $40.
Really?
Yeah, they're usually $50.
What
I'll
are you
save
doing?
$10.
First of all, did you have one of your marathon Bolivian work sessions where you
yeah,
were
just
up late
got off,
last night?
Just got off. We do record Big O and Dukes on Tuesday night.
Oh, you did Big O and Dukes last night. That's right. So, how's married life treating your partner?
He's great.
That's good. Has he given up the handguns yet?
No, he's still right. Gonna.
Just checking.
But the Walmart itself, I thought was interesting because a lady was returning a pack of peanut M&Ms in front of me as I was checking out.
Sure.
And I said...
Partially is.
She's...
You know what's tough when we're doing a show? I'd like to make a request because when we have spectators watching the show, and I'm playing a very funny... When you say peanut M&Ms and I do this, nobody can really appreciate that when they're in the room.
We need monitors.
We need monitors in here. We do. Thank you very much.
We'll get that done. All so, right. I'm examining...
We got them at Walmart.
Because I've got air filters. I've got headlights. I've got all these things I'm gonna buy because I
had
some time.
Are you building a car?
I had some time.
I
the
have
prices
a chassis.
Right.
I've got
Oscar,
tires.
The space time continuum.
And this lady is complaining about the M&Ms being stale.
Yes, well, I get that.
How many of them were gone? We used to go through this in the vegetable business when they return like 1/3 of a gallon of cider. And say, well, it was pretty good for the first half gallon, wasn't it?
And is it a peanut M&M something where you really can even be aware of staleness?
No, yes, If the no, you can, absolutely. The
peanut, Buzz has got a hard candy shell.
Yeah, I know. But if the peanut goes rancid, you're screwed. And that happens sometimes.
50, really?
50% yes.
I don't.
50%.
I'm sure I've sucked down a million of them.
Yeah, if you're buying them from Berlin 1944, when have you last seen a rancid peanut?
Sure. 50% of the pack is gone.
The peanut really become rancid within the chocolate outer shell?
Yeah, absolutely. Or it could have been rancid before it went in.
You're passionate about
this. I am. I'm a nut aficionado.
Have you returned
I've
peanut
I've never returned them, but I've spat them out. I mean, they go bad. They're very heavy in fats and oils, and if not eaten quickly or kept refrigerated, they will go rancid and taste just awful.
Never hung around my house long enough to get either way.
Well, sometimes what I'm saying is sometimes you will buy a fresh package of nuts, but they'll already be rancid.
I'll go one step further, that I probably have eaten a bad peanut M&M, but it didn't really matter.
Yeah, you're like,
you didn't care. Who gives a rat's ass about the the protein?
You're playing
you're
an
enjoying
odds
the
game.
Nice outer cookie.
You're playing an odds game there. You know the next one won't be rancid.
You're the kind of guy will walk between a cop and a perp. So what do you care?
Hey, thanks. I'm fearless about this.
That's
stuff.
Right. You're brave.
Yeah. So anyway, so you're at Walmart.
Yeah, and I want to check out, and I don't think they have self checkout.
Right.
And I really wasn't able to see it. And the lady said, "So what would you like me to do about this, ma'am?" And she said, "Well, I'd like another pack of M&Ms." And she already had the other pack, but she'd eaten half of it. And I said, "This is what Mike goes through every weekend at Walmart? This lady's returning a pack of peanut M&Ms?"
Times are hard.
What do you mean? I'm not at Walmart every weekend.
Every weekend when you do your appearance.
You know, the way you do.
I mean, I visit there when I'm bored during the week.
Oh, okay.
I probably don't. I weekend at Target.
Okay. That's right. Mm-hmm. More upscale.
Regardless. That's dangerous.
More upscale.
And you know something about the policy, the return policy at Target? I know this firsthand. If you return candy.
I can't imagine how you would know this firsthand, Carrie.
If you return candy to Target, they will accept it back and refund your money, but then they have to throw it away.
Yes.
Even
really?
If it's a sealed package.
What a waste.
Yeah, I know.
How much, like if you have a, let's say, peanut M&M bag that's one-third empty.
Right.
Where you've eaten one-third mm-hmm, of the peanut, mm-hmm. will they replace that?
I believe Target there? Will, unless you are Carrie, because right. Carrie's on a list because she does a lot of returns.
Like a list where they'll target her,
so to speak.
Well, so they'll see her name and say, "We're not going to exchange this."
Yeah, there's
she's on a list.
There are like certain.
I didn't know this.
Do not let this woman exchange.
This is too funny.
She's okay if it's like something that is unused.
Here comes that spiewack woman.
Yeah, the woman,
right?
Woman, and with the receipt and everything, mm-hmm. she's cool. But any of the sort of borderline ones,
yeah, sketchy.
No.
She's a big returner, isn't she?
Oh, she's an operator. Yeah. At Kohl's, she one time got me a sport jacket for $6.
That's good. I saw you in it.
Yeah.
Right. So what would you?
I'm sure I thank you. What?
At one time, I said, I was like, "I'm not going to buy this. This is taking 10 minutes. Like, right. just give the lady a pack." I almost bought it for her. I was so annoyed. It was so late at night.
That would have been such a dick.
The person's giving her a hard time, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's wrong.
But she's young and she's working at 11 o'clock at Walmart. She's just making her dollar to get home, you know?
Right. That's her hustle.
Her shift's almost over. And they spent 20 minutes figuring out if this lady was going to get her M&Ms. And I sat there and I watched. The only reason I stayed was so I could address this on the show today.
The pace of checking out at Walmart, to say it's glacial is giving them a compliment. I have never experienced that. You're just not going to get through those lines.
You have a lack of caring. That's there, why.
The last time I was at the Walmart that I think you were at, the mm-hmm. one next to the mall,
yeah.
here in our beautiful town where the police leave their cars running.
Unattended.
This guy, how would I describe him? He was probably in his mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
He had a very interesting beard.
Hmm. I mean, that's a mysterious beard.
But it was, you know, he was not wearing a turban.
No.
But he looked like perhaps he would have been more comfortable in a turban.
Was he buying a turban?
He was not buying a turban. He was checking us out.
Did he have a dashiki
on? He was the checker.
Okay. He was your part-time food clerk.
He looked like he would have been more comfortable in a turban.
He looked like he would have been more comfortable in a
turban. But who would?
Yes. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do understand it.
What, is it a racist comment that I'm making?
I just say it struck me odd.
He looked Middle Eastern. He looked Middle Eastern or he looked Indian.
That's fair.
And so I'm not really, I mean, when I say, you know, maybe I shouldn't have phrased it that way.
I just thought it was amusing.
He looked
I was highlighting.
Let me just, here's a better way of putting it.
You want to do some blackface later?
Now stop that. Here's a better way of putting this.
That's right. Not appropriate.
He looked as though, if he had, all right, here it is. If he had been wearing a turban,
uh-huh.
and I meant this because I've seen men with those kind of beards
right.
in the full
okay, that's fair.
Headdress,
that's fair.
Turban
I
thing.
I understand.
And so probably the statement that he looked like he would have been more comfortable in it,
right.
I retract and apologize
just
for.
Just having fun.
But I will tell you that if he had been wearing that type of head apparatus,
right.
yes.
I will tell you that he probably, I would not have been shocked.
It would not have looked inappropriate.
If you How been, is that for political correctness?
If you had
right
been wearing the turban, people would expect you to tell their fortune.
Right.
And in him, it just was normal.
Or he would
That's what you think, because I'd be doing a Karnak.
That's right, like Professor Marvel.
Exactly.
Or
right.
he would rather be charming a snake than checking you out.
Now, that's worse.
Yes. Yeah.
That's worse. So,
and that's gay code,
But
too.
You know what? Listen, I don't know what... I sometimes the facial hair looks to me like it's a guy with a beard,
right.
and sometimes it looks like the facial hair that's part of a different culture.
Exactly. I understand what you mean.
You know?
Yes,
and like Mitt Romney, I look at all cultures.
I didn't mean to dwell. I just didn't want it to get away.
Sometimes facial hair means you're going to Sturgis, and by the way, your mustache is really coming along.
Sometimes when you spotlight that, I do rethink the way I put that.
Well, and we all
should. He looked like he'd be
fair.
Comfortable in a turban.
I think it's fine. Oh,
but sure. That's not the point in the turban and the beard and everything. I'm simply going to talk about the man's pace.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And this pace was, I didn't think, when you scanned a product mm-hmm. across those laser beams.
Right. Sure.
I didn't think you could do it as slow as he does. I didn't think it was humanly possible for him to take the whatever we were buying. Carla needed something, and I was just along.
M&M's.
It was. I forgot what it was. It was a beautiful evening gown.
Of course.
And so.
Well, she does love to go out in the evening.
He slid it across, and it was just like. And I was very frustrated.
If you go that slow, you actually has a hard time scanning.
And when we concluded the transaction, we had like three or four items. Mm-hmm. It was not ridiculously so.
Three
it was
or
the
four
people,
fabulous items.
Fabulous, great deals.
Of course.
That's right. With smiley deals. Faces.
Yeah, you can't put a price on quality.
And he said something like, "Little bitty much."
Oh.
What? He loves the podcast? What?
Big fan. That Buzz has got me all paranoid about saying that.
No, it's fine.
So and I said, kidding. You look like you'd be more comfortable wearing a turban.
We all had a good laugh.
And then I ran out of the store going, oh.
All right. And he chased Listen. You going,
All right.
He was ululating the whole day. All right, we have to get to the most important part. Because I realized that there were like 75 people on Facebook that are waiting with bated breath for our discussion. The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. The Dark Knight Rises.
Yesterday, all on my own, all by my onesies, because my wife will not go to the movies.
Hates the movies.
Yeah. She will never go to the movies.
She's more comfortable
Jen,
in a
do
turban.
You like, do you like movies? You do?
Oh.
She
does.
Just a thought. Anyway.
R-rated films?
April, are you a movie fan? A movie buff? Oh, yes?
Yes, she says.
Oh, there you go. You have two partners now.
I'll buy... I wouldn't put it that way.
Maybe three.
Well, you know, I mean,
you're making
going
it sound
partners.
That man. That sounds very.
How dare you?
Movie going.
It's Mike O'Mara's
partners.
Mike O'Mara's Cinema Club.
That'd be fun.
Oh, you could start a movie club.
All right, I will lose my place in the show if I start going down that
right.
that fantasy right now of Jen.
Come back, Mike.
On my right, April on my left.
Come back,
watching
Mike.
The dark movie. All right, stop it. All right, anyway.
One
so.
Question before you close that book: are they feeding you popcorn?
Oh, stop it. Will you behave yourself?
Not helping. Wondering.
So
driving you there.
Speaking of Manassas,
you stop.
I go to the crappy local cinema.
Oh,
the one up the street?
We have a multiplex. We have another multiplex. And then we have the one that has been that's been around, that's next to, really, it's in a horrible part of the... Mm-hmm. It's one of the cheesiest theaters in the world. But it's a theater, and they're showing The Dark Knight at 3 o'clock.
Okay. Mike loves to go to the movie house.
It's the movie house.
It is the movie house.
It's only got two movies playing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Two or three movies playing.
Do you know what the other one was?
What's that?
Do you know what the other one was?
Maybe Ted.
Oh, so they really...
The comedy Ted. So they're first-run films.
This is like Oscar's heaven.
But I buy myself a medium Diet Coke, and she upgrades me to a large.
Nice.
Automatic.
Free?
Which I thought was really nice. And my automatic move, this will tell you the quality of the theater, my automatic move when I sit down in the dark theater, because I was there a little bit late, is to put put my soda down and find the hole for
the cup holder. Yeah.
No holder.
No. These are seats from 1972.
Right, there's no cup holder.
But I sit down
and... You thought you were watching Patton.
It was, here it is, The Dark Knight. I will tell you that I didn't hate it. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that I actually... Loved. I'm gonna go backwards to forwards here. I loved the ending.
Yeah.
I thought the ending was really old-fashioned, great Hollywood. I loved that. I loved that as much as any part of the movie. Mm-hmm. I was riveted to the last third of the movie. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the first part, but I'm not able to give you the second part of the middle
the
part
middle
of
third.
The movie when there's a lot of the Catwoman stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Because I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Really?
Even with a large caffeinated
beverage.
Yes, I lost consciousness.
It's an extremely long movie.
It is
a long movie, and I didn't know how much I'd...
We initially had this discussion, and everyone begged me to make you watch Batman Begins, which is the original of the trilogy.
Right. And incidentally, when people were saying, go see the movie to me on Facebook, they're saying, go see the movie before you judge it. Don't judge it without seeing it. Okay, I'm going to see this movie, but I'm not going to go watch every single one of those.
Right.
Ridiculously depressing movies. But I mean, I thought they had a great bad guy. Mm-hmm. They had a great story. They had tremendous actors in it. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about Gary Oldman and Christian Bale and all the people that are in it, I mean, it's really a great cast. And if you're into that type of comic book stuff, you know, I can see where you would love it because it really is a real movie.
I seem to hear you saying that by traditional standards, it was a good movie.
It was okay.
You were pleasantly surprised.
It was not a disappointment. I've seen a lot worse. I've seen better.
Letter grade, not you know, comic book aspect aside.
I'm gonna give it three and a half stars on a scale of five.
So that's pretty strong.
That's five. I would say the first two are much better, so that could take you to a four and a half.
You think
possibly.
So? Really? First two are better.
I love the first. The Batman Begins is the best.
Is that the one
three.
With Heath Ledger?
I'll tell you what I really enjoyed. Yeah. What I really enjoyed, the scenes with Michael Caine and Christian Bale with that relationship that he's got.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, but it is. It's a little brooding for me. Mm-hmm. It's a little too brooding for me.
Well, you do like musicals.
I'm a believer. And this is going to piss off the Batman people with my movie violence. I like my movie violence to be based in something in reality. I think movie violence should make you freak out a little bit. And unfortunately, it gets to a point where it gets cartoonish. When he's killing people the way he's killing them, it gets
well, he
a little,
doesn't use guns.
But special effects, pretty darn good. Yes. No, he twists people's necks off.
He's talking about Bane.
Let me add this.
Like you did with the dummy.
Well, no, I would say that Batman doesn't use guns.
Right.
So you're not going to get that type of violence.
Batman doesn't use guns?
Well, that's part of his code.
Sorry.
And
that's for all the people that sent me Facebook messages. That's my little Bane impression.
Yeah.
A couple things. One is the Joker Heath Ledger would have been The Dark Knight, which would be Chapter 2 of that.
Right. I really liked that.
Yes.
Now, see, that one I would go see I'd rent that now. Because
his performance was
amazing. Was the Sandman the villain?
The first one was Scarecrow.
No, that Sandman is Spider-Man.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I'll bring you.
See what happens?
I have them in my car, actually.
I used to be an enthusiast.
I have both Blu-rays in my car, so you can decide or not decide.
I'd like to
I'll
see
leave
the,
them here.
Do you have the can Heath Ledger one?
Yes, I do.
Can we watch it in your car's Blu-ray player?
I'm going to watch it later. I'll watch it later on this afternoon after everybody's out of here, except for April and Jim.
Yeah.
Movie club. Yes. Movie club time, and I'll make the popcorn.
Yes, you will.
All right. Don't anybody say anything. Stop this right now.
Because you know you want to.
I know.
And yes. Out of all the voices you do, that Bane.
Yes.
And it's clearly because, you know, I'm a mark for Batman.
Right. But, I know you're gay for Batman,
but
so that's
if you
why.
Could just do a little more of that, that'd
all right.
be amazing.
All right, here we go.
Please.
Wow.
All the Batman fans thank me right now.
Oscar, I would like to say hello to your girlfriend, Shannon. I have her in the bottom of a pit.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, hey, I'm just
Mr. Bane. Yes.
How did you figure that out?
I'm a genius.
An evil genius.
I look forward to, you know, because, I mean, the nice thing about the interaction of this show and the way we get it, I look forward to hearing the people, because there will be critiques. There will be, you should have,
I'd like to hear
because I'd like to make it.
The only critiques are on me because I was so blown away by that impression I stumbled and bumbled my way through the opening because I was so... I just wanted to enjoy it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tonight, maybe you could work on a Transformers impression.
No, the first thing, here's the thing that makes you good.
It's a great film.
The thing I like, the voice of that character is the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, his whole deal is the way he sounds, much like Darth Vader. And, you know, the movie starts with that voice. That's the first really dramatic moment. And as soon as I heard that voice, I was thinking, I got a machine that makes that same sound.
I can do it.
I can do that.
And, you know, they actually electronically alter Bale's voice when he does Batman.
Oh yeah, they do that a little bit too.
I can't stand that.
That alters his voice.
The voice that Bale does, it is way too dramatic.
Yeah, but you saw it yesterday too. Right?
I did. Yeah,
it is overdone.
How many stars are you going to give it?
I would give it 4 out of 5.
So you loved it.
I loved it. Yeah, I thought
people that like it really liked it.
Well, and what I'm surprised I didn't hear from you is the fact that it really didn't feel like a comic book movie. Like I would understand if you said
and
that
that's
about
where I have
Spider-Man.
To disagree. I have to hit the buzzer because to me, as soon as a guy puts on a cape and has ears, it's a comic book movie.
Well, I know, but you know what?
There wasn't
as much Batman. There weren't as many Batman scenes in it as I expected.
Yeah.
There was a whole... While you were sleeping, there was really virtually Batman.
That's Mike's 5-star movie, While You Were Sleeping.
No Batman at all.
Yeah, there was a lot of... There was the least costume character in this movie out of all the movies.
Right.
Yeah.
And that I enjoyed. I enjoyed a lot of acting and a lot of story.
How was the usage of Morgan Freeman?
He's terrific.
He's
great.
He's always great.
Well, he's so powerful in this as... as the really lone scientist, the lone good guy.
Yeah,
you know, who's just got that, and he does a great job. Gary Oldman is Gary Oldman's a weird guy to start with.
Yeah, sure.
And I look at Gary Oldman and everything he's in is he has that same quirkiness,
mm-hmm.
and you know, so if you're a Gary Oldman fan, which I am, you enjoy watching him. Anne Hathaway, I thought, was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, really
not bad to look at.
Well, yeah. See, take that look. The look issue and in the suit, that's fine. I could have used more of that, maybe a little bit. But
maybe
she
can join your movie club.
But she does like
wink,
the evil
wink.
Good girl.
Yeah.
So beautifully that was. Maybe I liked it. I mean, you know, maybe I'll up the 3.5. I'll give it a 4 out of 5.
I'm eager to see the feedback, and I know you will get it, you know, on The Voice and this discussion today, mm-hmm. because
our listeners, we got a big Batman contingent.
Well, one of the
on
things
show.
We found is, you know, with all the issues in the world, with all the injustices, with all the many things, people get more passionate about Batman than anything else.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's
the
really
level
blows
of
me away.
It's a story. I don't mean to diminish it, but I mean, it's amazing how disproportionately more excited people get about this than they do many other things.
You're right, and you know, that's why I went to see it, because I knew a lot of people gave a rat's ass about the people seeing this movie and commenting on it. And I will tell you, I'm giving you an honest appraisal of it. When I sat down on the movie, I said, I will, if this movie, you know, if things start blowing up right and left and it's a
really
CGI fest, I'll get up and walk out, because that'll bore the hell out of me. But no, 4 out of 5, and really,
a
Hollywood ending, which I love. I love it.
That
so,
says to me that I
five.
Need to see it.
Yeah.
You thoroughly
enjoy it.
And I
want to see the Blu-ray of the Heath Ledger one.
Yeah,
and if I like that, I'll go back
you
and watch
You will love Heath Ledger in that
All
movie.
All right, that's it. We got to take a break. We will come back, and it's Rob's Magic Audio Vault. RJ, if we can, for our guests, get to, at least they can maybe listen through headphones when we come back in the next segment. Can we do that?
Yep.
Something like that? We'll be right back on the Michael Merritt Show.
Yay.
Rob Spiewak. You are back at the rodeo for Wait Not. And,
yes, I am. I'm feeling great.
You are talking about this the other day. You are you're doing a fasting thing. And
right now I'm on the what used to be called Jump Start. Now it's called Healthy Start.
Healthy Start. Very good. And the experts at Wait Not understand that emotions can make you cheat.
And
they not only help you with the science of it, but they can also counsel you. And you deal with a wonderful person over at Wait Not.
Oh, Christy is the best. And I've been in touch with her, and she's helped me already. The weird thing is after the 2-day fast, and now that I'm eating again, I couldn't finish all the food they allotted me yesterday.
Right.
It really is just the best way to eat and eat smart and feel great. And again, I'm back to in the morning, eager to get out of bed and weigh myself. And because I feel great, and I want to see how I did the day before.
The experts at Wait Not are always there to help you. Just send your question by email to support@waitnot.com, or to start your new life, call 855-934-4486 or visit waitnot.com. So many people have success stories. Send us your success stories. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear from you. Wait Not, unbelievable results you can believe in. So now we're running super late today, but let's open up the audio vault for today, August 1st, 2012. What do you have, Rob?
I wasn't going to lead with this, but since we don't have much time, I think this might be the only tape we can play today. Mike, look, the phone's ringing, and what is the caller ID? Say it says trip giveaway.
All That's right. on your phone.
Hi, Tony. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Good. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, it's okay. I have no problem with that. I get paid by the hour. Well, the reason for my call today, sir. Was...
Hey, I'm going to tape this call. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, the reason for my call today, sir, was to invite you and your family out on a beautiful 4-day, 3-night getaway sometime within the next 12 months. Taking a vacation between now and then, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I love to vacation all the time.
All right. Yeah. Of all your adversaries in these cold calls,
this one was tough.
This guy is Slicky Boy Slick.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like he might be a match for
By
you.
The way, notice the applause in the background. It sounded like somebody made a
we
sale addressed on
that,
another line.
We addressed
okay,
that
good,
later
good.
On
I
in
can't
the
wait
call.
To hear
the
that.
But the thing is this guy was tough because he was slick, he was nice, and he was from our shores.
Have you met your match?
I like that you challenged this guy.
But Mark and I had a meeting last night. I said, did we do okay? And he said, yeah, let's go ahead and air it. So let's see how we do.
All right, good. I want to hear the whole thing.
The time.
We have Branson, Missouri.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Branson, Missouri. What do they have there?
A lot of... it's known as the live entertainment capital of the world. So, we have over 150 live shows. Anywhere from like the Acrobats of China to stand-up comedy, music impersonators.
What about Andy Williams?
Andy Williams? Yep. The Andy Williams Show.
Is he alive?
Yeah. You would have to call and see when his dates are. I know that he does come down.
The dates that he's alive?
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know that they do play the Andy Williams shows. I mean, I don't know if...
I see. How about the Chinese acrobats? Do they ever play with the Andy Williams show?
I don't know. All right. I honestly don't know that, sir.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Tell me about Hilton Head.
Hilton Head? All right. You'd be staying in our beautiful Players Club Hotel. You're located 2 blocks off of Caligany Beach. It's about a 10-minute walk. You could have your own private walkway to and from the beach.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work out because I don't have the use of my legs.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. They are completely handicap accessible. We could set you up in a handicap room.
Okay. I can walk on my hands, but it takes a long time.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Especially if the pavement is hot, it burns the palms of my hands. I have some nice walking gloves, but I've sent them off to be cleaned.
For repair?
Cleaned.
Right. Well, right. On the beach, right. Florida, you would end up staying right on the beach. You'd be staying at the Coral Sands Inn. That's located directly on the beach. Right. You literally go out of the...
He's unflappable.
Yeah. He's
You've
not,
said you don't have the use of your legs.
And that I have walking gloves.
And that you're sending them out to get them clean. And he continued, not missing a beat.
He's trying to close. Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Literally?
Yes, sir.
Not figuratively.
So, you've got a little bit of a walkway.
It's a checkerboard of lies. For me, it would be more of a handway.
And all that you'd have to go past.
Does the sand get hot?
Yeah. Well, I'm probably pretty sure it does. It's sitting out in the sun all day.
Yeah, I'll need to bring my gloves.
Like I said, you'd be staying in the Coral Sands, and are you still wanting to hear about Ormond Beach, Florida?
I see. Who is Ormond Beach named for?
I honestly don't know that question.
Oh, you're wearing on them.
Oh, my God, I would love to go to Springfield, Missouri. Is that an option?
Well, you could visit it while you're in Branson. It's only 48 miles north of Branson.
That's a long walk, especially on your hands. Do I get a rental car?
You can.
Yes. My wife would do the driving. She's deaf, but I think she's...
Yeah, any of the destinations, Branson, Missouri has its own airport with car rentals as well.
Is it called the Andy Williams Airport?
I don't know if it's the Andy Williams Airport or not, sir. I know it's the Branson region.
All right, now here's my question for you. And what was your name again?
Tony Harris.
Tony Harris, listen to me. What's your hustle? How can you give me this free vacation?
No, I never said it was free, sir. We're running live promotional offers.
Oh, I was under the impression it was free.
We want to bring people out, give them a nice discounted vacation, give them some money to eat on or for entertainment.
Well, I would love to have some money to eat on.
Right. And send them back home to brag about us a little bit. Some good old word of mouth advertisements, all we're asking for. There's also, we feature a couple places outside the continental U.S. that they can be used as well, like Puerto Vallarta, Cabo San Lucas.
Puerto Vallarta.
Hawaii.
Puerto where?
What's that?
What was the first place?
Puerto Vallarta.
I see. Do you have anything in Korea?
No, sir.
You might want to double check, because I'd love to go to Korea.
Yeah, let me find the sheet here.
Hey, again. What's that noise?
Sure, there's nothing in Korea.
What's in the background?
What's that noise going on?
Somebody just decided to take a vacation with us, so we appraise them.
Oh, God!
Wow, really?
I'm in a call center.
So if Boiler I take room. A vacation uh-huh. with you guys, they'll cheer?
Yeah, they'll cheer for me.
Hey, how about this? Just for fun, tell them I bought one and see if they cheer. It'll be our little trick.
Oh, tell them you bought one?
Yeah. Say, I just closed a sale.
I don't end up saying it. My floor manager will end up getting on the call before it's all
it's
said.
It's like Boiler Room!
Taking yep. all the information and all that, then he says that I got a sale.
Oh, so what's my he God. Like? Is he crafty?
He's very, yeah.
Does he get around?
Yeah, he can come up with some pretty good ways to make you want to come out here.
Hey, Tony, the 4 days and Poor three Tony. Nights, are they in a row?
Yes, they're all, yeah. We're not going to expect you to come down for one day and go back home and then come back down the next day.
Is Twitty City in Branson?
Yep.
Conway Twitty is dead, you know.
Conway Twitty?
Yes.
My dad actually helped build the theater that he played at, and he also helped build the Ripley's Believe It or Not theater down
okay,
there.
Okay, I'm starting to like Tony
I'd
now.
Buy from oh, yeah.
I'm
point.
Starting
yeah.
to like Tony.
You gotta
Poor
like
Tony.
Them.
You've beaten Tony. You've beaten Tony.
I have.
You beat him about 2 minutes ago. You started to beat him, and now he's telling you this.
Well, I just don't want to lose.
Oh, he's
Dad took me to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, and all the people thought I was an exhibit. Well, I'm seeing right here. Do you have CNN where you are?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'm seeing the crawl right now. It says Andy Williams has just passed away. So I don't think I want to go to Branson. I tell you what, I think I'm going to pass. Do you have any free gifts for talking to you?
We do not.
A water bottle or a handbag?
I honestly couldn't authorize any of that, and I don't think we do it, sir.
How about an ink pen?
A pen?
Are you writing with a pen right now?
No, I fill everything out on a computer.
What kind of computer?
It is a Hands G.
Oh, could I have that?
Yeah, if you want to come up here and get it, I'm sure they'll give you one. All
right, what time is good for you?
Well, it's 4:37 here. What time can you make it from Virginia?
Well, for one thing, it's 4:33 there.
Okay, well, the computer says 4:37.
Well, that computer's a piece of crap. I don't want it. It's got the time wrong.
You have a good day, sir.
Tony, before you go,
yeah.
Please remember the family of Andy Williams in this most difficult time.
I will do so, sir.
Bye.
You have a good night. God bless.
Bravo! Yeah, Paul Robb. Great job. Rob, one of your best wins ever. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. It was a different kind of opponent. And we will close with, did you know they're having some trouble with the weather in London and the beach volleyball?
Is that why they're not wearing the bikinis?
Precisely, Mike.
Here's the latest. Olympic officials have determined it's too cold for the women's beach volleyball competitors to wear bikinis. Yeah. In a related story today, Bill Clinton came out in favor of global warming.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
Terrific. We'll take a break and come back with buzz and news right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to MikeO'MearaShow.com. And again, we want to thank everybody from MVCC, Virginia
so
Community
cool.
College, April and the gang, and Jen, thank you very much. And the guys, really, that was a lot of fun. And they're sitting in with us today. Without further ado, let's get the news of the day. Find out if the planet is burning up. Buzz Burbank, take it away.
Thank you, Mike. The news is brought to you today by Brighter.com. Back to school means back to the dentist, but getting kids up to date doesn't have to be expensive. You can save up to 60% on dental procedures now by joining Brighter.com. And you can choose from hundreds of dentists near you for as little as $9 a month. The savings are already negotiated for you. With Brighter.com, an $88 exam can cost as little as $42. And you can know the prices in advance. Go to Brighter.com to choose the yearly plan that's right for you. This week, buy an annual plan and get 3 months free. That's 15 months for the price of 12. Just click the microphone on the upper right corner of the screen to enter the code TMOS or use that code at 800-560-1200. Brighter.com. Yesterday was unusual, to say the least. Republicans and Democrats in Washington agreed on a temporary federal budget to keep this government open for business for another 6 months until well after this upcoming presidential election.
Well, give them credit for that, at least.
Keep
it
open, Mike. Keep the store open.
Yeah, but
what'd they do?
Well, there's still the unresolved battle over taxes and whether to keep tax breaks for just the middle class or for the rich as well. Republicans and Democrats each have a proposal, neither of which will pass. This is an issue that likely won't get settled before Election Day. And if it isn't settled by the end of the year, your payroll taxes will go up. Everyone's will. And that could drive us back into a recession.
I feel sorry for people that have to pay taxes.
You know, the way you handled that guy on the phone, I think you ought to go down to the hill and sit between these guys.
You can do it,
that
Rob.
That would be good. I'll do it if you do it with me as Bane.
Okay. I'll go down and do my Bane impression.
Right, we'll have to bring the machine.
And you talk to him about Andy Williams.
That's right. That's but, and really, at this time, Mike, I want to stress the fact Andy Williams is alive.
Yes, he
that
is.
That was just a joke.
You not only beat him and vanquished him and made us all laugh, but you made me feel sorry for Tony at the end.
Yeah.
When you said his boss was crafty and he copped to it, he said that guy was, I love that moment.
He says he has lots of ways to make you want to take a vacation.
No,
like he's like,
that's scary.
Are you sure you don't want to go to Hilton Head, pal?
Now, about that election, President Obama appears to have the edge in what is still considered a very close race. Obama leading now in the key battleground states of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and even Florida, in each state by at least 6%.
Here is, I went out with my buddy Jerky last night. And my buddy Jerky
early evening?
Is a, real early. That's why I was glad to do the CPR today.
I bet.
Seriously, that's why I was really, I was hoping they had a defibrillator when I did that.
Would you have rather have delivered it or received it?
I probably could have received some. It just, 10:15, I'm sitting with my wife and my mother-in-law out on the sun porch.
Right.
Get a text.
What are you doing? When one of my friends texts me after 10 o'clock at night, what are you doing? It usually means one thing. I say, hey, come on over. Yeah. So he came over and it was late night. But he is a big time anti-Obama guy.
Yes, yes, he
is. And we always butt heads about it and we have fun. But here's the thing. He and I've been an Obama supporter, but we're both coming from the same space. I think my guy's okay, and he doesn't like his guy.
Right.
But I really don't like his guy, and he really hates my guy.
And so the two of you are speaking for the nation.
And really,
it's boiling down that this is going to be one of the first elections ever where you don't vote for anyone, you vote against somebody.
Oh, it's not the first. In fact, it's almost a tradition, but this is maybe the worst case.
Lesser of two evils. But I mean, I don't find anybody in this election, nobody's super passionate about their guy. They might be super passionate. They're more passionate about keeping the guy they don't like out of there. So it's just it's going to be a weird election. It really is.
Two items today for folks who like to play the odds. First, two online poker companies are being forced to pay a $731 million fine after charges of fraud and money laundering. Full Tilt Poker and PokerStars are two of three companies being sued by the U.S. government. These two companies admitted no guilt, but have promised to pay the fine and to behave to make these charges go away.
Oh, isn't it amazing that they can afford that?
Are they going to keep them online?
Yeah, they will.
So these companies will still be available?
They remain in business. They're going to be watched. They know they're being watched, and they have to pay this money as a penalty for something they've not admitted to.
How much? How many million?
$731 million.
They can write a $731 million check to say, okay, we'll keep going.
That
makes you really wrap your head around how big that
cost
is.
Cost of doing business.
Yeah. Let me say hi to Eric Pickle.
That's right. I want to say hi to Tony.
He may be getting a rebate check. And it turns out the Massachusetts lottery officials knew for years about a flaw in their system that was used mostly by wheeler dealers. Some MIT students pooled their money and got some investors and spent $40 million on lottery tickets over 7 years. They won back $48 million. They took advantage of a loophole that allowed them to buy hundreds of thousands of $2 tickets.
Really?
They bought hundreds and thousands of $2 tickets.
Hey, you know what I want to do on this show?
How is that a loophole, though?
Because normally that isn't allowed.
It should be allowed.
That you should be able to buy up all the tickets?
Yeah. That's the risk they take of running a lottery, because that's the system.
Technically, if someone wanted to make that kind of an investment,
right,
which would be an overwhelming advantage odds-wise, he is well within his rights to do that. Is that your point?
That's what I think, yeah.
I think you're absolutely right.
So what was the return?
But they worked for the lottery, right?
$8 million off of $40 million.
No, they did not. But the operation did lead one official who does work for the lottery to ask them in an email, how do I become a part of the club when I retire?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah. Can we do a lottery pool on this show?
After we settle all the details for Mike O'Mara's movie club, we will do Mike O'Mara's Rags to Riches Lottery Club.
Okay, good. I'd like to do a lottery. I mean, seriously, because, you know, there's this...
Mark hold the money.
Speaking of Manassas again, there's this big billboard that we have that's right over on the main drag, and I look at it every day. I think it was like $12 million for the lottery.
Right.
And I was thinking it'd be nice to have a little lottery pool.
I'd love it. And I love that Manassas still has billboards.
Thank you very much, Rob.
News from the political right. A Tea Party candidate just won big in Texas, gaining a seat in the U.S. Senate. Ted Cruz is repeating the mantra, and we quote, "We are rising up to take our country back." Michelle Bachmann continues to spew nonsense, much to the dismay of legitimate Republicans. Both John McCain and House Speaker John Boehner have distanced themselves from Bachmann's ranting that an aide to Hillary Clinton has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, whatever.
Apparently not true.
And all those stories, I go, whatever now.
Conservatives who oppose gay marriage in California have successfully gotten their case to the Supreme Court. Their prospects are not good since multiple federal courts have already ruled against their gay marriage ban in California.
You know what I've seen online today are the pictures of Matt Damon and Michael Douglas as Liberace and his lover.
How does it look?
It looks pretty freaking great.
That might be an outing.
So to speak.
An outing. That'd be fun. I'd like to go there.
I like seeing Michael
April, Jen, what do you think? Want to go see the Michael Douglas Liberace movie?
I think it's an HBO movie.
It's an HBO movie?
I think it is.
Okay, well, come on over. We'll watch it upstairs.
My Michael Douglas was casually with sunglasses.
Oh, really? Rob, that is going to be... I can't wait
until
that comes out.
That might be one that I'll come over here and watch with you.
I think so.
I hate to sound as gay as that.
I hope and I pray that that is in your audio vault for the rest of time.
Oh,
I
of
really
course.
Do. I hope we get enough out of that.
Yeah.
But I just can't... I can't put the voice with Michael Douglas. I just don't know how he's going to be able to pull it off.
No, he can make his voice high enough that I think it's going
to
match
Liberace.
And
besides, right. We'll have to learn the offstage Lee.
Right.
Because what you're familiar with is the onstage Lee.
Yes, right. Here we are. Right, yeah.
Florida Governor Rick Scott says he'll appeal a court ruling against his state's law that bans doctors from speaking to their patients about guns. But a conservative drive to outlaw late-term abortions has failed in D.C., failed in the House yesterday. Other news, the lights are back on in India after a two-day power outage that left a tenth of the world's population without electricity.
That was very, very scary. I mean, you really got a sense of, if this was a worldwide situation that you would have full-scale panic in the world.
I saw a lot of people on the news that looked like they'd be more comfortable in Durban.
Stop it, Rob.
Pepco says it was better than last time. The government in India has ordered an investigation. Penn State may lose its federal funding as well as grants and loans in the wake of the Sandusky scandal. Federal law requires the timely reporting of on-campus crime. There may be a cult in New Jersey that's stealing dead bodies. Police are investigating after a number of tomb invasions. Friday, the body of a 98-year-old woman who was buried in 1996 was taken from her mausoleum.
Yee.
Wow, they stole that, and then Jeff Christie eats them.
Very scary.
Finally. There was a severe shortage of thongs for men.
Yeah, Mike.
Rob.
In Ireland yesterday, as that country set out to break, of all places. Yeah.
That is just nasty this on thong, so many levels.
This thong is green.
They survived the potato shortage, but this was a crisis.
I tell you, there's nothing I like better than wearing my thong to the beach when it's 48 degrees.
Hey, I was wondering if you could help me find my string.
That's right.
I've misplaced my string.
Well, take a look at Clancy. His stomach is hanging right over his private bits.
That's awful.
Well, here's the deal. You guys were... trying to break the record set by the U.S. for the most people being body painted, and thongs at a minimum are required on men, and that's why,
what?
That's
wait, wait! I'm totally. What are you trying? You're shoehorning all your information into the story here.
No, at the very least, they are required to wear thongs. The rest
body
of it is
painted.
Because you can't be naked.
So there's a shortage because they're doing body painting.
Right. They were trying to set a record for the most number of people being body painted. So guys went out and cleaned out all the stores of all the
in
men's thongs.
In Ireland?
Every man's thong in Ireland was sold by yesterday.
They went to a Walmart.
Then stop it. I'm trying to really get my head around this. Uh-huh. So they go, they're going to have a record like a Guinness thing?
Yeah, they're trying to beat the record that we set in this country.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course it doesn't.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Guys want to get body painted?
That's what I don't get either.
To set the Guinness Book of World Records for the most number of people getting body painted.
Okay.
Because women and men.
It'd be great for tourism.
What's happening to the old sod?
Exactly. Really. And the men's thongs sold out. A little bit of a panic as guys lined up to participate, and some of the men were forced to settle for jock straps. I'm Buzz Burbank reporting the news on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That one was tough. I had to get my head around that one.
Oh, don't bother.
Thanks to everybody from Northern Virginia Community College. We appreciate you guys coming by. Our show today brought to you by LendingTree. The website we want you to go to is trylendingtree.com. Give that a shot, and you'd be amazed how low the rates are and what you might be able to do to save money. Find out how much you can save at trylendingtree.com. That's T-R-Y, lendingtree.com. And when prompted, please, this code, T-M-O-S, support the show, and get a free mortgage guide at the same time. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. NMLS license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093. Trylendingtree.com. Thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we are going to welcome Lyndon from Patriot Harley-Davidson, who will have all the information on my trip out to Sturgis before I go out there. And I think he's going to try to frighten me. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ciao.
That this heart of mine embraces.
all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well.
Hello. Yes, I would like to order one large with cheese and a medium with pepperoni. I would like two regular Diet Cokes, and can I get some chicken wings as well? Oh, spicy, of course. Thank you. My address? Why do you need to know my address? I don't want to reveal my address. Just drop the pizzas off at the well. Well, it looks like a well. It's a hole. It's a pit. I don't have time to explain. Thank you. Pizza day. Mmm.
Fantastic. Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree